Vermont legislative leaders say they expect decisive action on major policy fronts during the 2018 legislative session. As the session gets underway, though, it's already clear that it'll be tough to find consensus within the legislature on many of those issues, let alone with Republican Governor Phil Scott. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
House Speaker Mitzi Johnson and Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash faced some unavoidable political headwinds last year. Both Democrats were new to their leadership positions. They had a newly elected Republican governor to contend with, and Donald Trump had just been elected president.
Last year, while we made progress on a lot of good issues, there was sort of this feeling of treading water, waiting for the federal government, and that's really not what Vermonters expect of us.
This year, Johnson says, will be different, and Tim Ash seems to agree.
This year, I think a lot of things are queued up and will be bigger policy topics with bigger implications are already on queue, and I think you know many of them.
But lawmakers have a ways to go if they're going to deliver on some of their keystone initiatives, like coming up with a long-term funding source for a water quality initiative expected to cost $1 billion over the next 20 years. Several prominent lawmakers have signed on to an annual per-parcel fee on every landowner in the state to pay for the water cleanup plan. But House Speaker Johnson says she's far from convinced that's the way to go.
What I know of the parcel fee is some of the high administrative costs of it, which are concerning.
Lawmakers are also at odds on some other key policy goals for Democrats, like the $15 minimum wage bill that's been introduced in the Senate. On Wednesday, Johnson said that if lawmakers are going to set a $15 minimum wage, then they need to give special consideration to employers who offer ancillary benefits, like health care, retirement plans, or paid time off.
We've got to make sure that we're looking at the whole package.
But Ash, who says the $15 minimum wage is a, quote, personal priority for him in 2018, says that's the wrong approach.
The minimum wage is pretty simple, and starting to factor in other forms of compensation makes for a more complicated bureaucratic structure.
Ash and Johnson have plenty of common ground, too. Both say the state's mental health system is in dire need of added bed capacity, and both say they're ready to invest more state resources to make it happen. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.